Commissioners from Avery, Mitchell, and Yancey met with department heads of the Tow River Health District Thursday to discuss funding by the counties to the health agency. Betty McKinney, the agency's finance officer, said TRHD has a tough time staying close to the fund balance mark of 8% as required by the state. But because of the number of citizens not requesting a fee refund during the recent septic fee rate reduction, about 40%, she feels the agency will be very close to that mark. That bothered one of the commissioners.
My only thing is, when we decided and voted to lower the rate from 75 cents to 35 cents or whatever it is, there was no mention made, or at least I didn't hear a mention made, that people would have to apply for their money back. We know the people who wrote us checks for septic tanks during that time frame, and I think it's only in good faith that we refund those people their money as opposed to making them come to us and apply for their money back. And I just think that as a steward of the taxpayers' money, that the Tow River Health needs to send those people their checks. I'm going to bring it up at the appropriate time and insist that that be done, because if 40% of the people who got septic tanks during that time frame, if we still have their money, that's money that's not ours. That's money that belongs to the individual taxpayers, and that money should be given back to them, and I'll try to make that happen.
Dan South is an Avery County commissioner. Mitchell commissioners Hensley and Saylor said they, too, were unaware of the condition that citizens would have to apply to get their money back. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.